All right. Welcome, everybody. This is Mary Craig Ministries and Craig House Christian Fellowship. We're in a series, The Gift of the Holy Spirit. The message today is Finding the Holy Spirit in Timothy. I am Dr. Mary Craig. It is January 22nd, 2023, and this message will be delivered by Stephen Craig. But before we turn this over to Stephen, we're going to have an opening prayer. All right. Holy Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. We thank you for the body and blood sacrifice of Christ on our behalf. We thank you for his life of radical obedience, perfect, personal, perpetual obedience, even to death on the cross. We thank you that he fulfilled all righteousness, even to dying to pay the penalty for sin, redeeming those for whom he died by his blood, the sacrifice of himself. We thank you that he brought the reconciliation that overcomes alienation from you, that by this reconciliation we can know you as Father. We thank you that Jesus bore your wrath, bore the curse, bore the sin, and bore the glory. Jesus destroyed the works of darkness, defeating Satan and his kingdom publicly, in a very public display of triumph. We thank you, Lord God, for those in Christ were chosen before the foundation of the world and we are accepted in the Beloved. We thank you that Jesus died, that he was buried, that he rose again from the dead, out from among the dead, and ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Almighty. Jesus Christ is King of kings, Lord of lords, God the Son, Son of God, ruler over the kings of this earth, and coming again in power and great glory. We thank you for the sending of the Holy Spirit, and we ask that the Holy Spirit come as the Spirit of truth, guiding us into the truth, that he come as the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, revealing Jesus Christ to us and granting us wisdom for the days in which we live. We ask that the Holy Spirit open our eyes to comprehend, understand, and perceive what you have for us today. Open the eyes of our minds and open the eyes of our hearts to receive. Honor our desire to glorify you. We come before you in humility on bended knee with our heads bowed. We pray that we be renewed in the spirit of our minds and put on the new man which was created according to you, God, in the righteousness, in true righteousness and holiness, that you would sanctify us by your word and by your Holy Spirit, that we may open our mouths boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel of Jesus Christ with love, compassion, and grace, that we might love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It is in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we pray. Amen. And now this message to be delivered by Stephen Craig.
Series, The Gift of the Holy Spirit. Message, Finding the Holy Spirit in Timothy. We have insight in 1 Timothy as to who Jesus is, the one mediator between God and men, that Jesus gave himself a ransom for the people, that Paul was appointed to herald an apostle, that Paul was appointed a herald and an apostle, a teacher of the true faith to the Gentiles. The gospel is to form the message a pastor proclaims and is to be central to the life of the Christian church. Paul is writing to pastors, thus, the pastoral epistles. Now moving on to 1 Timothy 3:16, quote, "He who was manifested in the flesh is said to be justified in the Spirit," quote. Jesus proclaimed himself the Son of God. He was put to death as a blasphemer when in fact he had no personal sin, but rather stood in the place of those for whom he died as surety of the new covenant in his blood. He is now raised up by his own divine nature and justified by the Holy Spirit when he rose. God accepted what Jesus accomplished on the cross and by Jesus' life, which life is seen as one righteous act in Romans 5. The proof of that acceptance is the resurrection. God raised Jesus from the dead. Here we learn that Jesus was justified in or by means of the Spirit. He was received up in glory. In 2 Timothy, we see the expression, quote, "The Holy Spirit that dwells in us," quote, as, for example, in 2 Timothy 1:9-14. Timothy was to guard his calling, the sure calling of salvation, committed to him by depending on the Holy Spirit who preserves. Whenever this calling was threatened, he was to defend the effectual calling of his salvation. First, let's think more about 1 Timothy 3:16. "Great is the mystery of godliness," in other words, the, quote, "revealed secret," quote, or, quote, "revealed truth," quote, or, quote, "uncovered truth," quote, "of the faith, even Jesus Christ." And we can compare Colossians 1:27 and 2, verses 2 and 3. Paul quotes from an early Christian hymn and elaborates the great mystery in six phrases. And here are the six all at once. "Who was manifested in the flesh was vindicated in the Spirit, was seen by angels, was proclaimed among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory." Some see strict chronological progression, with each line receiving independent treatment. Others see two strophes of three lines each, or two strophes of two lines and a refrain. Others divide the quotation into three couplets, the majority view. There are six dative nouns. These would be flesh, spirit, angels, nations, world, and glory, which move from the earthly to the heavenly, and then from the heavenly back to the earthly, and then back from the earthly to the heavenly. We see an A/B, B/A, A/B pattern, so that the pattern seems more spatial than chronological, emphasizing the truth that both the earthly and the heavenly spheres find their center in Christ. Phrase 1. Was manifested in the flesh refers to the incarnation and speaks of Christ's entire incarnate life as a revelation of the divine Son, quote, in the sphere of human being, quote. It also implies Christ's preexistence as the Son of God. Elsewhere, the New Testament speaks of Jesus' incarnate life in terms of, quote, manifestation, quote, as in John 1:13 and 14, Hebrews 9:26, 1 Peter 1:20, 1 John 1, verse 2, 3, verses 5 and 8, and John 1:14, as well as Colossians 2:9. Phrase 2, was vindicated in the Spirit. The preceding line referred to Christ's human nature in its entirety, which would include his human spirit, so it is considered unlikely that the reference of pneuma, or spirit, here is in view. The choice lies between understanding the referent to be the Holy Spirit or Christ's divine nature. Paul had instructed us in Romans 1, verses 3 and 4, that Christ was, quote, powerfully marked out the Son of God according to the Spirit of holiness, his own holy divine spirit, by the resurrection from the dead, quote. Jesus' resurrection here is clearly being represented as a vindicating event. So in the sphere of divine being, Jesus was vindicated. A paraphrase would be, quote, was vindicated as the Son of God by the resurrection in the sphere of his divine spirit, quote. Phrase 3, was seen by angels. The phrase means something on the order of, quote, appeared to angels, quote. It refers both to Christ's triumph over the angelic forces of evil by his cross and to his exaltation over all the angelic powers at his ascension. And the references, Ephesians 1:21, Colossians 2:15, Philippians 2:9-11, Hebrews 1:4-14, 1 Peter 3:22, Revelation 5:8-14. It implies his superangelic dignity. Phrase 4, was proclaimed among the nations, reflects the church's conviction that Christ is properly the subject of worldwide proclamation and the church is in the process of proclaiming him as such. Phrase 5, was believed on in the world, reflects the church's confidence in the outcome of that proclamation. The nations of the world will become his disciples. Phrase 6, was taken up in, not quote into, quote, glory. That is, was taken up in glory, brings the hymn to a close with the imagery of Jesus' ascension to heaven in the glory attendant upon him on that occasion. We can cross-reference to the glory cloud in Acts 1, 9 and 11, Matthew 24, verse 30 and 26, verse 64, and Mark 14, verse 62. And the reference, Robert L. Raymond, A New Systematic Theology of the Christian Faith, Nashville, Tennessee, Thomas Nelson Publishers, 1998. This is a hymn from a confession of faith. It is a common profession that extols Christ, the preexistent Son incarnate, who was then vindicated as the divine Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, who, having ascended, is properly the acknowledged Lord among the angels and the proclaimed Lord in the world of men. This Jesus is Messiah, deity incarnate. He is co-source with the Father of all spiritual blessings, whose name, capital N name, is to be called upon in the church, and whose name every knee is to bow, and at whose name every knee is to bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. He is Lord over all, God blessed forever, Romans 9:5, and, quote, our great God and Savior, quote, Titus 2:13. So in this verse we have in hymn form reflections of the primitive Christology of the early church that may antedate the letters of Paul in which they appear. In 1 Timothy 1:15, we have an early church confession in the form of a non-Pauline, quote, faithful saying, quote, which Paul endorsed by declaring it to be, quote, worthy of acceptance, quote. Jesus is the divine, pre-existent Son of God who through descent became flesh for people and for salvation, and who through ascent assumed mediatorial headship over the universe and the church. The primitive church looked to Jesus as their Lord and called upon his name in their worship. The reference, Mary J. Craig, 316, A Devotional Study of the Bible, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Mary Craig Ministries, Inc., 2010. In 2 Timothy, Paul talks about stirring up the gift of God in Timothy by the laying on of Paul's hands. He writes about Christian warfare, of being a good example, of the last times, about living a godly life, and of being able to watch and endure. Paul would remind Timothy of the Holy Spirit dwelling in him and how all of this would help Timothy by the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling in him, to guard and defend the sure calling of salvation. 2 Timothy 1:13 and 14. Hold fast the form of sound words, which you have heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto you, keep by the Holy Spirit which dwells in us. Now, 2 Timothy 2:1 through 7. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hard-working farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. And that's the ESV version. And by the way, the Greek word anthropoi can refer to both men and women, depending on the context. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And that was 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Just as God's, quote, breath, quote, his word, created all the host of heaven, Psalm 33, verse 6, just as his, quote, breath, quote, gave physical life to Adam and to all humanity, Genesis 2, 7, Job 33, verse 4, just as his, quote, breath, quote, gave spiritual life to Israel, the, quote, valley of dry bones, quote, Ezekiel 37, 1-14. so also his powerful, creative, quote, breath, quote, in its word form is living and active, Hebrews 4, verse 12, imperishable and abiding, 1 Peter 1:23. And through it, God's Spirit imparts new life to the soul. Now from J. Hudson Taylor, and this is his quote, or her quote, his quote?
His
quote, J. Hudson Taylor. Quote, it is not by trying to be faithful, but in looking to the faithful one that we win the victory, quote. Now a second time, J. Hudson Taylor. It is not by trying to be faithful, but in looking to the faithful one that we win the victory. May we be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
All right, and Father God, we do pray that we would look to you, the faithful one, Lord, and win the victory. And we have won the victory in Jesus Christ. And Lord, may we be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. Open our eyes to understand and comprehend and perceive. And Lord, grant that we may apply what we learn in our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. And now if you would please stand for the benediction.
Hebrews 13:20-21. Now may the God of the peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.